Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora. Welcome to Carterton School's radio show. Welcome to the final episode of our student podcast for 2024. Can you believe it? It's been an incredible year filled with amazing stories, special guests and unforgettable moments.
We've covered so many cool topics and had some good laughs and learnt so much along the way. Today we're wrapping it all up with a year-end celebration episode. We'll be taking you on a journey through the best highlights of 2024, sharing shout-outs and even giving out some fun awards to recognise some of the amazing contributions we've had.
That's right. We'll hear from our classmates about their favourite memories, what they're looking forward to in 2025, and we'll even have a surprise guest appearance. Plus, we've got a few students who'll be sharing their summer plans and holiday wishes with you.
Not only that, but we've got a message from our new to Moaki, Miss Hunter.
And to keep things fun, we'll be handing out some special awards, like most likely to host a real radio show and Class DJ of the Year. Who do you think will win?
We're also going to hear some shout-outs for our teachers and staff who made this year so memorable. They're just as much of a part of our podcast as are we.
Finally, all of us here in Year 8 will be passing the mic to next year's podcast team. We've left a few tips and ideas to inspire the new hosts so they can carry on what we've started.
So grab your headphones and get comfy and join us as we celebrate the highlights of 2024, share some laughs and say farewell. This is going to be a great way to end the year.
All right, let's kick things off with our first segment, a look back at some of our best moments of 2024. Over to you, Isabella.
Kia ora, ko Isabella toku ingoa. Our camp at Akaroa Banks Peninsula in the South Island. We flew there on a plane. We were the first class from Carterton School to travel on a plane to our camp destination. It was epic. Kiana will talk more about that soon. The Wairarapa School's Kapahaka Festival in Term 3 was amazing. You have already heard some of our Waiata in the past podcast that we performed at the festival. We had a haka wero, which was our school houses all performed in a contest. My house, Huia, also known as the best, won because we were simply better than everyone. There are so many best moments in 2024. The colour run back in Term 2 was loved by everyone. The colour powder and water being thrown at us made us look so colourful. We all looked like a rainbow. Some people even thought we looked like avatars. At the end of Term 2, we had a whānau matariki celebration. We all came to kura at 6 a.m. We did the ritual of feeding the stars and then all had breakfast together before classes. It was nice to have whānau at school all together. And last of all, we cannot forget about the hikoi, Toetū Te Tiriti. Our akunga class joined the hikoi at Kāreren. We carried the Māori flags and our signs stating how we respect Te Reo Māori and Te Ao Māori. The free sausages at the park were pretty good too. This year, Mātua Ben has been our Digitech teacher. I caught up with him and some of his students to kōrero about digi-learning. Today I'm here with Joshua, and this is the questions for the Year 6s in Room 10. Kia ora, Joshua.
Kia ora.
What is your favourite thing about digital tech class?
Making alarms.
That's pretty cool. Can you tell us about a project you worked on recently?
We made the game Operation.
Was it fun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What's something new you learned in digital tech that surprised you?
That we can use Makey Makeys.
What's Makey Makey? Do you not know? Can you not answer?
They're like these little remotes that you put alligator clips on and then you can play with them.
That's cool. Do you think digital tech will help you in other classes or outside school?
Yes.
How?
I'm learning like how to use digital technology. So you learn how to use it.
Okay. What advice would you give to someone new to digital tech class?
Just give it a go.
Okay. Are there any tools or apps you find particularly fun or useful?
Scratch.
Why?
Because you can do coding on it.
Okay, thank you, Joshua.
Thank you.
Today I'm here with... Kia ora, today I am here with Arthur. Kia ora, Arthur.
Kia ora.
What is your favourite thing about digital tech class?
I'd have to go with using the Makey Makeys.
That's pretty fun. Can you tell us about a project you worked on recently?
Coding platformer games with Scratch.
What's something new you learned in digital tech class that surprised you?
Using like WASD keys with the Makey Makey.
Do you think digital tech class will help you in other classes or outside of school?
Yes.
How?
Well, first you will be able to use coding with any like coding job, and it's really useful to learn those skills if you need them.
Okay. What advice would you give to someone new to digital tech class?
Never give up.
We've had that twice now, but that's really good answer. Are there any tools or apps you find particularly fun or useful?
Definitely Scratch.
Why?
Scratch has lots of coding blocks, like has been told, and it also has lots of games, and you can use Makey Makeys with them.
Thank you, Alpha. Kia ora, today I'm here with Paige. Kia ora, Paige.
Kia ora.
What is your favourite thing about digital tech class?
Making lots of cool coding things.
Can you tell us about a project you worked on recently?
We were coding on how to use the Play-Doh as a button.
What's the Play-Doh? Is it from Makey Makey?
You attach it to the Makey Makey.
Oh, that sounds actually pretty cool. What's something new you learned in digital tech that surprised you?
How to use all the different coding blocks on Scratch.
Okay. Do you think digital tech will help in other classes or outside of school?
Yes.
How?
Like, if you get a coding job and, like, you have to know how to use all the wires and stuff.
So if you're a secret agent and you're trying to get into computers and all that?
Yes.
That's actually pretty cool. What advice would you give to someone new to digital tech class?
Don't give up.
That's actually pretty good. Are there any tools or apps you find particularly fun or useful?
I'll have to go with Scratch.
Why?
Because there are heaps of different coding blocks and lots of different things that you can make on there.
Thank you, Paige. Kia ora, today I'm here with Kataleya. Kia ora, Kataleya.
Kia ora.
What is your favourite thing about digital tech class?
I think it would have to go with the Makey Makey.
Everyone seems to love the Makey Makey. Can you tell us about a project you worked on recently?
I think I'll have to go for the platform game.
Oh, that's a new one. What's something you learned in digital tech class that surprised you?
How to use the Makey Makey.
Yeah. Do you think digital tech will help you in other classes or outside of school?
Yes.
How?
Because if someone needs help with it, you can help them and teach and help them to do it.
What advice would you give to someone new to digital tech class?
To never give up and try again.
Are there any tools or apps you find particularly fun or useful?
Scratch.
Why?
It's because it has lots of coding and it's mainly used for all tech.
Thank you, Kataleya.
You're welcome.
Kia ora, today I'm here with Mr. Appleyard. Kia ora, Mr. Appleyard.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. A little bit nervous to do this.
Yeah. What inspired you to teach digital technology and what do you enjoy most about it?
A few years ago, I did some further study and did my master's degree. And a lot of the research that I was introduced to kind of told me that it's something we really need to be introducing to our students at a young age. And I just really love seeing what different students can do when given the chance to work with that.
What types of digital tools or software do students use in your class?
We have a 3D printer, so we use Tinkercad. We use Scratch. We use your general Google suite of tools. I'm a bit on the spot having to think about all the other things we use. I've got some things called Makey Makeys, which we can program using Scratch. We do some animation using Lego and stop motion. And off the top of my head, that's about all I can think of right now.
Yeah, we got a lot of people loving the Makey Makeys.
I heard that.
Yeah. How do you think digital tech skills help prepare students for the future?
I think a lot of the jobs that they're going to encounter in the future will involve using digital tech. Also, the opportunity to be creative and have creative thinking, I think, is an important skill that we'll need, as some jobs that are very traditional might start to disappear.
Yeah. Can you share a recent project or activity that the students found exciting?
We use the Makey Makeys and Scratch to do some research on the human body, and then we made the operation game. So when they got out, it would say something like, "Oh, you hurt my heart," and then it would tell you facts about the heart and what it did.
Oh, that sounds pretty fun. What challenges do you face when teaching digital tech, and how do you overcome them?
I'd say time is the big factor, especially these days where we need to make sure we teach you guys 1 hour of reading, writing and maths a day. So finding the time to do this can be difficult.
How do you keep up with the latest developments in technology to bring fresh ideas to the classroom?
I watch a lot of YouTube and just see what's kind of fresh on YouTube at the time.
Yeah. How do you encourage creativity in your digital tech lessons?
I prefer to give like an open door to the students, just kind of show them what something does and then let them kind of run with the idea, because they'll generally come up with something pretty awesome by themselves, and generally it'll be a lot more fun than what I had originally planned anyway.
Well, kia ora, Mr. Appleyard.
Thank you, Isabella. That was really fun.
We all love Digitech at Aokura. Now it's back to the famous Mediana.
That was great to hear from the kids in Room 10 and their kaiako, Matua Ben. Another type of learning we do is with one of our local kindies. As one of the tōkana from the Akuna Māori, we have been going down to the kindy every second Tuesday. We teach some waiata and haka, then on alternate Tuesdays, the kindy kaiako and kids come to our kura to help us with our marakai. Thanks to their help, our marakai is doing amazingly. It has been a great learning opportunity throughout this year. Me and Isabella interviewed Renee. Renee is a teacher at the kindy.
Kia ora, I'm Mariana, and I have a few questions for you. Is that all right?
Yes.
First question, how long have you been working here at this kindy?
About 14 years.
14.
That's older than
Mediana. Yes.
1 year older than me.
It's a long time. Yes. And before that, I was at Martinborough Kindergarten, and then I came back here to Carterton, and I love Carterton Kindergarten because it's in my home community, and I get to see you guys, which is wonderful.
Have you had any favourite children over the years?
Oh, goodness me. No, I think they're all amazing, every one of them. That was a really tricky question.
Do you remember the first, well, group of kids you had at this kindy?
No, but sometimes I see some older children around Carterton that remember me as their kindergarten teacher. So now those children are like 18. So I do see them around town, and some of them remember me and sometimes I remember them. So, yes.
What was your favourite year working here?
It would have had to have been when I made my links with the community, so getting out within our community. This year's been pretty cool, with links with Akona, links with Doug Braceful, with Ripper Rugby, Martin and our woodwork space, our hangi. So we do lots of stuff in the community, so I think I really value that. So thank you very much for the interview.
Oh, good.
Ka pai.
Now for some fun, here is Alicia and her 2024 Student Awards.
Kia ora, today I will be giving out some fun awards from the radio crew and my fellow classmates who have helped vote for these awards. Let's get started. Most likely to host a real podcast is Isabella. And next is our best host, who our winner is, again, Isabella. Now for some of our more fun awards. The class DJ for the year is Alicia, who is me. Let's see who our classmates voted most energetic. And again, we have a double award winner for the most energetic is me. I really thought they would pick Charlie. Next, we will have the tallest, who is obviously Patience, who is year 6, but is one of the tallest in the school. And we again have a double win for the sportiest, who is Patience. The quietest in the class was an agreed win on Anahita. And the award for the loudest is Charlie, obviously. Well, that's it for the fun awards of 2024. Here is Scarlett now reporting our sporting news.
Kia ora, it's me, Scarlett, again. And a few weeks ago, a big rōpū from our kura competed in an athletics event in Masterton. 4 people from our class qualified to go and compete in their cross-schools athletics day. In the Masterton Colin Pugh Sports Bowl. It was so fun. We love playing together in all of the events and being competitive towards other schools. We participated in many events, such as discus, shot put, high jump, and many more. Me and Isabella placed 4th in shot put. Even though me and Isabella didn't qualify to go to the regionals event, we still had two tamariki from our aokanga that qualified to go to move on to the next athletics event down in Wellington. The two tamariki from our class are Kiana and Patience. They went down to Wellington to the Wellington Interschools athletics event last Tuesday. And we are so proud to say that we have amazingly talented athletic tamariki in our kura. We have a waiata, now a Christmas song from Sia. It's a favourite of ours.
Don't cry, snowman, not in front of me. Ooh, catch your tears if you can't catch me, darling. If you can't catch me, darling. Don't cry, snowman, don't leave me this way.
Sing along to that. We have now got our special guest, our new Te Moaki, Miss Hunter. Welcome to the podcast, Miss Hunter. I hope you've enjoyed this term being our new principal. It's over to you now to have your kōrero.
Kia ora e te whānau. It gives me great pleasure to be here with you, our Akona Māori radio show presenters. Thank you very much for this opportunity. I can't believe my first term as Carterton School's new principal has nearly come to an end. It's a privilege to be working with our awesome akona, our kaimahi and our whānau. I just love the way students at Carterton School are so friendly and are up for lots of different activities. Our fabulous kaimahi team works so hard to make sure all akona have awesome learning experiences and they really do care about everybody. If I had to name just a few highlights from this fantastic year, I'd mention at the beginning of the year we had a great whānau swim evening at the local Carterton pools. Our cross country had a little bit of a twist to it where we had a colour quest, which was a lot of fun. We have an amazing PTA team who organise a fabulous gala, which is a wonderful community event for us. We had a team of students that went to Wellington for Round the Bays. We had a group of students who took on a challenge, the home garden challenge, where they grew gardens, and I got to be one of the judges visiting their gardens and learning about all of their fantastic work. We had the awesome Kapahaka Festival in Masterton, where we had three different groups performing, representing our school, prepared and supported by Whaeles. And then just recently, we also had a kapa haka event in the evening at the Carlton Event Centre for all of our whānau to get to see their performances as well. Kawakawa prepared a wonderful production. The Year 8s had their annual challenge of tramping up to Pau Hut and staying the night. The Akona Māori team, the Akomanga Rua, went to Akaroa. The Kahikatea had their El Rancho camp. Kōwhai have just returned from their camp out at the beach at Camp Waimanaki. We've got Kawakawa, that's our younger team, staying in tents this Friday night. And we've got our cushion concert as well. And absolutely, another highlight has been listening to this fabulous team around me and getting to really hear the wonderful improvements that they've made and the learning they've done through being part of the radio show. It's been a fabulous year. We're really looking forward to next year. Behind the scenes, we're putting into place lots of things that we know will be wonderful for our akuna and that our whānau will enjoy. Thank you, everyone, for making this year such a success, and I wish you an awesome Christmas. Have a wonderful holiday break, and I look forward to seeing our returning students in 2025, and I also look forward to hopefully getting to catch up with some of our returning Year 8s who might come back to visit us to let us know how they're getting on at high school. Okay. Kia ora.
Thank you, Ms. Hunter, and we also have a guest reporter today. Welcome, Savannah, who is in our Akunga Māori class with us. Savannah is sharing some special messages and shout-outs from our classmates.
Kia ora, ko Savannah tōku ingoa. I'm here today as a guest reporter. Thanks for having me. As we are nearing the end of the year, we have collected some shout-outs from our classmates, giving thanks and special mentions to the adults in our kura who have made a difference in our school year or have simply made school life fun and enjoyable. I want to shout out to Jules in our office. Thank you for helping our kura be a safe place. You are a wonderful person. Thank you for helping everyone that comes to the office with injuries from the playground. We all love Jules. And this shout out is from Patience. Thank you, Jules, for cleaning out all my wounds and helping me when I feel sick and giving me notes when I need them. Thank you for everything you've done for me. And another shout-out from Patience. Thank you, Leighton, for playing with us. You never fail to make me laugh. And thanks for all those times you took us biking into the park. Thanks for everything. Here's another shout-out for Leighton and Jules from Gabe. Thanks so much, Leighton, for helping the boys in kapa haka and for watching us in games when we have te wā utu time. Thanks for helping me with spelling and reading. Thank you, Jules, for helping me when I got hurt in games in the playground. Thank you for providing the ice packs and plasters. Charlie Marie has a shout-out for Leighton too and for Helen, our literacy advisor. To Leighton, thank you for helping me spell, organise games at breaks, helping me to spell my words. Thank you so much. To Helen, thank you for helping me with chunking my words and rhyming my words. My spelling improved with your help and has helped me to feel more confident. Thank you so much from Charlie Marie. And here are Azalea's shout-outs. One is for our kai kōwhai Joe, and one is for our other kai whina, Lucky. Thank you so much, Whai Joe. In the class, she helps me when I have a hard time doing my work. She always makes me feel a lot better when I feel down. And this one, thank you so much to Lucky. He always comes to help if I need some help with spelling or when I am unsure with my answers and maths. From Azalea. And here are a couple of shout outs for Faith, our school librarian. Thank you, Faith, for helping me since Tanya has been away. You have been teaching me my reading, my writing, and my math too. Thanks for teaching me how to be a school librarian. You really make learning fun. From Luke. To Faith, thank you so much for letting me be a librarian and letting me borrow books for the weekend, and you always have a beautiful display with interesting books from Anahira. And our last shout out is for Akawaka Kākua Whālesley. To Whālesley, thank you so much, Whālesley, for letting me be in the Kawaka Festival. I had so much fun. Thanks for helping me in Kawaka, and I want to do more, from Anahira. It is great to have all these wonderful shout outs for the staff in Akura helping us all this year. Back to you, Annabelle.
Thanks, Savannah, and I totally agree with all of those shout outs and messages of thanks. We've recently been down to the South Island for Akaroa EOTC 2024. Here's Kiana to tell us about it. She even captured some of our classmates' highlights of the trip.
Kia ora, I'm Kiana, and I'll be telling you some interesting facts on how our camp went. You might have heard Bella talking about it earlier, so should we begin? Here we go. Going on a plane with some of my fellow schoolmates was epic and super tiring. It was fun to cook my own meals and to care for my own self. It was weird being far away from home, and this trip was my first time on a plane. It was awesome. The dolphin cruise on the Akaroa Harbour was great. The hectic dolphins made me feel happy. I still can't believe we saw some of the world's smallest dolphin breed. The Pohatu penguin tour was not what I was expecting to see. To see all those penguins was unusual. I used binoculars to see the awesome creatures. Joey, the lady that runs the place, said she started with 300 penguins and now she has 1,500. Wow, what an upgrade. I enjoyed going to the Akaroa Museum. It was cool to learn about the history of Akaroa, and I thought the cottage was cute. It was nearly 200 years old, which is crazy. On the Wednesday, we swam in the Akaroa Harbour. Me and a few others swam to the pontoon, and we did a few jumps off it. JP bought us some yummy hot chips. After eating the chips, we went and did a scavenger hunt around the village. I found the scavenger hunt challenging because I couldn't find anything. My legs were very sore, but it was fun to figure out some new knowledge I never knew about New Zealand history. Here are some recordings I took at the airport. Try and guess who I'm recording.
Hi, ko Kiana Tukuingwa, and today I am here at the Christchurch Airport with Azalea. We just got back from our camp trip down in Akaroa. Azalea, tell us a few highlights about Akaroa and how it went.
Kia ora. My highlights for Akaroa was going to see the penguins and the dolphins. It was very exciting.
Thank you so much, Azalea. Kia ora, ko Kiana Tukuingwa, and today I am here at the Christchurch Airport with Luke. Hey Luke, tell us a few highlights about how your camp and down in Akaroa went.
It was very, very interesting and cool. My I really loved the penguins, the seals and the hector dolphins. And it was fun.
What did you like about the penguins, Luke? I heard that those were one of your favourite animals.
Yeah, they were one of my favourite animals. What I liked about them were I saw them like in the boxes
water.
And I forgot what it's called, but it was fun seeing them for my first time. And I really love penguins so much. So yeah,
good for you, Luke. Kia ora, ko Kiana Tukuingwa, and today I'm at the Christchurch Airport with Gabe. Gabe, tell me a few highlights on how Akaroa went.
I'm good. I like the penguins and the flight down.
What about the dolphins? Did you like anything about the dolphins?
Yes. They were interesting and cool.
Kia
Kia ora, ko Kia ora tuku ingoa, and today I'm at the Christchurch Airport with Corey. Corey, tell us a few highlights about Akaroa.
Seeing all of you is excited to go there, the dolphin ride, and also seeing the penguins. That was good fun.
What about the flight down? How did you enjoy that?
The flight was good. When nearly half of the class hadn't been on the plane, it was fun seeing their faces and their experiences.
Okay. Thank you for letting me interview you today.
Did you guess it? I recorded Luke, Gabe, Azalea and Corey. Did you like hearing what they thought? I definitely did. I thought what they liked was very interesting and cool to hear. Back to you, Mediana.
Thanks, Kiana. It was really fun and exciting trip in Akaroa, such a beautiful and stunning part of Aotearoa. It's getting close to the end of the term. Our radio crew and our mahi with Livewire is coming to an end. This being our final podcast of 2024, we all have some farewells and our future goals to share. My goals for 2025. I'll be honest, I don't have many goals. I just want to improve as a person in general. Improvement in my mathematics would be nice. My prediction is that I'll make at least one new friend at Kurunui College. And I really do hope my next prediction is correct. It's that I'll sell some more paintings. And here is the farewell. Things happen for a reason. They may impact you in not so pleasant ways, but it'll pass and there might be new opportunities from that, so use that to your advantage and see the best from it. Holiday wishes. It's everyone's favorite time of year when they try new things, but make sure to stay safe, but most of all have fun and some good laughs.
My goals for the rest of the year is probably to finish off a blanket that I am crocheting and to do more baking. Also, during the holidays, me and my whānau are going to our rancho in Kapiti. I am so excited to go with my whānau. We are staying there for a couple days and we are doing some of the activities. I think we are doing horse riding and that's my holiday goals.
My goals for the rest of 2024 and 2025 are to get better at photography, grow taller, my friends are laughing at me right now, and do well in high school. Have a good rest of your year, a great 2025, and an amazing Christmas and New Year.
My goals for the rest of this year and 2025 is to be an amazing netball player, make new amazing friends, and be the best that I can possibly be and show my mana at all times.
My goals for the rest of this year and for 2025 is to be an awesome rugby player and to improve on my math and my reading. I wish everyone has a good time in the holidays. I know I will. I'll be spending the Christmas with my whānau.
Oh, kia ora koutou, it's Fire Joe here. A huge shout out to our incredible radio crew for their dedication and hard work on the Livewire podcast this year. Your creativity, interesting ideas and growing confidence in interviewing and reporting have been truly inspiring. You've worked so well as a team and you've even managed to keep me calm as we met those tricky deadlines. To our Year 8s heading off to college in 2025, we will miss you dearly. It's been an absolute privilege to watch many of you grow since you were 5 years old in our whānau class. Thank you for your contributions and for being such shining stars in our school. To all our listeners, thank you for supporting us this year. Have a safe and happy holiday, a wonderful Christmas with your loved ones and a relaxing break. Special thanks to Veronica and her team for making this experience unforgettable. Ngā mihi nui.
My goals for 2025 is to make lots of new friends at Kurunui College, also to try my hardest in everything I do, and to keep on going with my music lessons. My prediction for 2025 is that we'll all get good grades, and maybe one test not so much. My farewell message is to try everything you are offered and always do your best. Also, never give up. Lastly, my holiday wishes are for you guys to have an amazing holidays and summer break and have lots and lots of fun. And finally, I would like to mention for our future radio crew a few tips. Speak clearly at a moderate pace. If you mumble or speak too fast, it's hard to understand the podcast. Use expression in your voice. It's a good thing to include humour and an upbeat content to keep your audience interested. 3. Be confident and show your mana. 4. Try everything you get offered to do.
And finally from me, the most favourite parts of this job is getting to interview all different guests on the show, learning about them and their views and opinions, and also getting to do the podcast recording up in the crow's nest, which is usually a teacher-only space. We were feeling very special.
Ka kite anō, neke neke to you all. Have a wonderful summer break.
Time to go get my McDonald's.